Sawyer Heppes. Sawyer, oh shit, Sawyer stayed on the asteroid. All right.
I totally
Oh, really tough act to follow. You guys should also see if you can, like, put yourselves in the corner of that scene in Armageddon. Just have, like, this recording of you guys, like, playing that just right as it's going on. I think much better movie. Oh, wow. How's everybody doing? Everybody good? I was looking forward to this. And I didn't realize I was going to have to pee so bad right when I had to get up here. But we're going to work through that. So that might be the end of the world today. So many of you know me as a weird adult. But believe it or not, I was an even weirder kid. I was a really, really weird kid. I think the weirdest thing about me, the thing basically that I think wasn't awesome, was I had this weird fear of death as a kid. Like, just really, like, I would honestly wake up in the middle of the night, and I would just go into my parents' bedroom, like, and like, what's wrong? Did you have a nightmare? Like, is everything okay? It's like, no, I just don't want to die. And it's like, well, I mean, you know, and it's hard. When you're a little kid, you can't explain, but like, well, everybody's gonna die, so. But it was weird. I just couldn't sleep certain nights, because like, no, I'm gonna die someday, and that's gonna suck. Like, but, you know, today's theme is about the end of the world, and I think that's kind of synonymous with death, the end. It's definite, it's certain, it's going to happen. And it's weird, because when I was a kid, I was terrified of that. But as you get older and become more awkward and embarrassed, I think death is the only thing you want anymore. Not in like a cynical, like suicidal way, just that moment where you're so ridiculously terrified or embarrassed, you're like, kill me now. The end of the world. The end of the world is going to kindergarten for the first time. The end of the world is wetting your pants at kindergarten for the first time. It's going from then to first grade, and from then on to eighth grade, then graduating to high school. The end of the world as you hit middle school, and then you realize you're getting too old to watch Power Rangers anymore, or that all those Pokemon cards you were gonna sell, you gave to the kids next door who, like, brains almost exploded when they had, like, triple the amount of actual Pokemon, whatever the plural is, I don't even remember anymore. For free. They got it for free. When your mom gave away your Legos, and you're like, I don't care if I'm in high school, I wanted to keep my Legos. When you come home and your action figures aren't there anymore. When you ask out a girl for the first time, and it's really bold choice, if you were anything like me, it was someone that was well out of your league, the first time you write a love letter to a girl that same year, and she shows it to everybody else. That was the end of the world. Yeah, the end of the world was the first pool party you had to go to, where you also had to figure out dancing, and you learned that you learned how to dance by watching Saved by the Bell. That was the end of the world. The end of the world is getting an erection in front of the entire class. The end of the world is getting someone's name wrong on a public venue. The end of the... Sorry, I had to make the joke. I thought more people were going to laugh, but... the end of the world is not knowing. The end of the world is doing your first high school theater audition because you realize that's the thing that you wanted to do. The end of the world is the following semester where you do your first musical theater audition and you realize Savage Garden might not have been the best choice for Oklahoma. Simultaneously realizing, oh my gosh, I'm tone deaf and no one told me till now. The end of the world is getting dumped for the first time. And the end of the world is even beyond that, breaking up with someone for the first time, when you have to be the bad guy. The end of the world is getting your first job, or the first day of any job. The end of the world is hating your job. The end of the world is messing up at your job. The end of the world is watching your boss send you passive-aggressive emails day after day, micromanaging everything you do. The end of the world is the unknown. It's uncertain. The end of the world is doing your first college audition. The end of the world is walking off stage because the people that handled the props didn't clean out the seltzer water from the prior week, and you who was allergic to mold ran off stage and vomited backstage. The end of the world is being in combat class, having your friends snap your neck, and you being the actor you are, play dead, only to find out that your tiny penis had popped out for the entire class to see. The end of the world is getting an award for it at the very end of the semester. The end of the world is terrifying. The end of the world is trying to meet people you know, in a new city you don't know anymore. The end of the world is trying to ask girls out again. It's trying to get back into a relationship. The end of the world is learning to love again. The end of the world is realizing your parents aren't around anymore to catch your fall. The end of the world is scary. The end of the world sometimes is waking up in the morning and not wanting to get out of bed for no reason at all because you don't know anymore. The end of the world, I think after a while, what really kind of struck me when this became the topic was relief. It's weird. But I think the end of the world becomes kind of too easy. Death can be a shortcut. It can be, it's a get out of jail free card. It doesn't matter if, you know, an asteroid or meteor, I don't know, my whatever, but it doesn't matter if it's zombies, it doesn't matter if it turns out dinosaurs were like hiding under the earth and they come out. That'd be pretty cool. It doesn't matter if it's the rapture and wishful thinking. It becomes too easy, I find. That it's like I could sit here every embarrassing moment, every fuck up, every failure, every time you realize you're not the best, you're not right, you are wrong, no matter what you do, you can't change that. But the end of the world just becomes too easy. I think it's an easy way out. And I say, you know, it sounds cliche, it's not the destination, it's the journey. And that's the end of the world. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sawyer. That was awesome. I gotta say, the first time you did your stories, I fucked up your name. I'm so glad that Iyer has passed to Joe now. So, Joe, from my heart, thank you for taking that bullet for our friend Spencer.
That could be of service.